I was out last night with my wife, and we went to a stop by a pizza restaurant in Crown Heights. I felt a little bit guilty. Yesterday I said the grinds are the price to come out, and then I went back to pizza. I didn't mean halacha lemaisa in mamash. I just wanted to convey that the critique of Chabad and Breslov is of a different order than the critique than with Rabbi Chassid. Okay, anyway, so where were we holding yesterday? We were talking about the Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why Mechitzas is, why according to Rava are Mechitzas, bottom line, L'mad Lama Dio is Rai Ba'ino. So why are Mechitzas Shil Barzal okay? Rashi said because Yesh B'chal Kvar Rai, it's impossible that we should pass all Mechitzas Shil Barzal or for the Binyan Kvar in general, because Yesh B'chal Kvar Rai. And therefore, it's only, it must be that when the Torah says B'shivas Yomim, Sukkos Teish B'shivas Yomim, which does have the implication of Arai, it's only a Shir B'Alma Rashi. It's only the Shir. It's a Shir Goyva. Moses Lach Shir B'Goyva. Sh'teyachay L'Lama Goy Yisei B'Shir Arai. Pashtus, 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 Rashi, that it's a Shir B'Alma. It's just a Shir. It really has nothing to do with the idea of, with the concept of Arai. As far as the concept of Arai is concerned, we can't really insist the Sukkah be Arai. Sukkah could be Kvah, Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai. Every Kvah contains with it, every Sukkah's Kvah contains with it Arai. So when Torah says Arai, it doesn't mean that you have to actually have Arai. Just to tell me, it's a Gili Milsul of Torah, that you have to have a Shir Goyva of less than Esther Mamel. So we raised a few questions. First of all, just what does it mean, Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai? Secondly, does Tosis agree with that, you say? After all, Tosis says that if you nail down the Schach, then it's Taka Basel. Because it's Kvah, then the Schach is Kavur. What happened to the idea of Yesh B'chal Kvah Arai? So maybe some Machlokes could be, very well could be. Maybe some Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Is that Muchuch? And if it is a Machlokes, what's the Machlokes about? And then finally, the question is that the Chora comes out according to Rashi that really L'madlo Madir Sarai Beinun, there really isn't a Madlo Madir Sarai Beinun, because there's no such thing Madir Sarai Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. There's a Madlomer who says that the Pasuk of Shivas Yomim, the Superstation Shivas Yomim, the Pasuk is saying Arai, but just as a Gili Milsu that you have to have a Shiv Goyva of less than Esther Mamo, but not that you actually have to have a Sukkah Sarai or a Dir Sarai or a Yeshiva Sarai or whatever you want to call it. The question of that is that we do have Gemara. Let's say there's a machlekes whether sukkah diras arai or diras kvah, and those Gemara seem to take the idea of diras arai literally. That there's a man da'amu who holds, a tachachom who holds that a sukkah is a diras arai. The Gemara yuma nafiyud. The Gemara is a machlekes avinu. The Gemara brings a machlekes avinu chachom whether a sukkah is chayavim is azot. And Rava says, Rava himself, there in Yuma says, what's the machlekes? Says Rava, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas say that sukkah is diras kvah. So therefore, it has to have a mezuzah. Chacham rel shitosum that a sukkah is a diras arai. Therefore, it does not have to have a mezuzah. So there, you seem to see there Rava is saying that a sukkah actually has to be that chacham shitosum. What is shitosum? It's shitosum in sukkah. Rashi was over, and some Rashi over there said there. It's the shitosum in sukkah. That the chachamim in sukkah who say that's the malam mechafes posel, they hold that a sukkah has to be a diras arai, and therefore it does not need to have a mezuzah. Or you have the Gemara at the beginning of Hayoshin, second parak, about Hayoshin Tachas Amitim, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei, that a Sukkah is a dearest Kva, so he also L'Rayim L'Vat L'Oyel Kva. And Chachamim L'Chara, and the Mad Rambam holds, you could be Hayoshin Tachas Amitim, says the Gemara holds. There's two possibilities. He might hold that Oyel Rai is Mavat L'Oyel Kva, the Gemara has also such a sad, or he holds that a Sukkah is an Oyel Rai. Look upon him, there's a Mad Rambam in the Gemara, that a Sukkah is an Oyel Rai, because you need to have a, because it's a diras arai, sukkah diras arai beinu. How does that work with the Rashi over here? Really, we have to have first is an explanation of what b'chal, how to translate the h b'chal kvarai. What does that mean? That's svar. What does it say? And I keep, you know, we've been pushing up the whole time. What is the svar of the h b'chal kvarai? So I'll tell you what I think it means. I don't have a proof, except that it'll help us solve these problems. It'll give us a clarity of these problems. And just leave it ultimately. This is the right pshat. That the pshat is not. When I saw Taka, other people want to say that every thick wall has a thin wall. You know, you can shave off a thin wall on the inside of it. So every thick wall includes a thin wall. I don't think that's the pshat. But I think it means the following. You know, we have the Gemara of Zion. The Gemara talks about various tanoim, a whole dearest kvabi, you know. And therefore say that the mechitzas have certain mechitzas that are not acceptable. Certain kinds of sukkahs are not acceptable because they're not good for a deer's kvah. Round sukkah, there's a tan also, no good. I forget who it is. Because you need to have a deer's kvah. Three walls rather than four. If Shimon says it's no good because you need to have a deer's kvah. Less than Dalai Lama, Sir Rebbe says it's no good because you need to have a deer's kvah. Well, at least I'm all deer's kvah, but you know. So the chayra is a hard year, which I think I mentioned in the past. We already saw the Rashash who brings Mekayim that Dine Psulei Sukkah generally are said in the Schach and not in the Tfaris. You have to have the Tfaris, you have to have Mechitzas. And a Mechitzah has to be a Mechitzah, has to be tall enough to be a Mechitzah, wide enough to be a Mechitzah, certainly Silchas Mechitzas. But Psulim of Sukkah, something that's possible because in Ilka Sukkah it has a Paslos, which generally are generally in the Schach and not in the Tfaris. All the of sukkah, in the schachot. So of course the sukkah has to have walls. Sukkah has to have walls, but the walls don't have psulim. Once you have a mechitza, there's something that doesn't have the dimensions of mechitza. So a mechitza, the schach has to have mechitzas, but psulim, b'derechal. Maybe we can find a sentence. The Derechal Psulim are in the Schach, not in the Tfanis. And yet here we find what seem to be Psulim in the Tfanis. So the answer is, not that it's Mamish a question, it's not a Kasha. Maybe there are Psulim, then there may be something you can have Psulim, but the Pashut answer is that the problem with the Sukkah that only has, for example, three Tfanis rather than four according to Reb Shimon, or that's round, or that's. It's not that there's a psulim in the tfanis. The problem is that there's a problem in the dira. As the Torah said, "Besukis teishu shivas yomim." According to those tanoim, teishu shivas yomim means yeshivas kvah. That means mitzvah sukkah is to do a yeshivas kvah. And you can't do a yeshivas kvah in a sukkah that the sukkah is aright. A sukkah that only has three walls, it doesn't have a fourth wall, so you can't have there a dira's. It's pagan the ability to live there, a diras kvah. Similar to the most we have about diras rucha. There are certain kinds of cases where the sach smells bad, or for other reasons where it's a diras rucha, you can't live there, not even a diras arai. So it's possible. Not a psalch. It's not a pastulus in the hefts of the sach. It's that this is a sukkah in which it's impossible. Or the Ramos says that a sukkah where you're afraid of getting mugged. It's in a very bad neighborhood that you can't sleep there because you might get mugged. So the Ramos says that you're not yetzi even if you eat in the sukkah, because now it's a dearest sukkah. So it's not a pastless in the schach that it's in a bad neighborhood, but it's a sukkah that it's impossible to live in it. Even a dearest right to have a deer in that sukkah. I mean, it's not royal deer. Sukkah has to be royal deer. So according to those tanoim, it has to not only be royal deer, it has to be royal deer kvah. And a sukkah doesn't have the right dimensions, so you can't do in it a diras kvah. It just precludes the ability to have it in a diras kvah, and therefore it's no good. The point that I want to bring out is the pashup shot in that gemara is that the mandaom diras kvah b'inon. The problem with the sukkah sarai is not a problem that it's a pasulus in the chefza. The problem is it's a problem rather in the dira. Sukkah diras kvah b'inon means you need to do a diras kvah. The ma'aseh dira has to be a diras kvah, and you can't do a diras kvah in a sukkah that's with the binyan is arai. Because the binyan arai is not amenable to a diras kvah. So now, me'ato, what about the other way around? So maybe we should say that you can't do a Diyur Sarai in a Sukkot Klal. The same way the Gemara says in Daf Zayin that you can't have it, you can't do a Diyur Sarai in a, you can't do a Diyur Klal in a Binyan Arai. So maybe the opposite should also be true. That you can't do a Diyur Sarai in a Sukkah that's Kavudik. A Sukkah that has Mechitza Shel Barzel, maybe in such a Sukkah that's so strong and solid and palatial, so maybe such a Sukkah you can't do in it a Diyur Sarai. It should preclude the possibility of a Diyur Sarai. And if that would be the case, then we would say that a Sukkah that has Mechitza Shel Barzel is no good. I think that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that's not true. Yesh b'chal kvar arai means that diras arai you could do anywhere. You could have a diras arai in a palace. Because even in a palace, that's very kavuadik, but diras arai you could have anywhere. There's no place that precludes a diras arai. It's not like the other way around. Where you have to have a diras kvar, the man de omar, according to the Tanoim, they need to have a diras kvar. So then, that's the Gemara of Zayin. Then there's Haka Halochas. A diras kvar requires a sukkas kvar, a binyan kvar. In a binyan arai, you can't have a diras kvar. You can't make yourself at home in a house that doesn't have that one side is totally open. So that's the Gemara of Zayin. So we're actually learning Pshat and Agamur. Why is it so posh that Mechitza Shel Barzel are kosher? Rashi learns Agamur, that the Gemara is saying, even Abayi it was saying, that Mechitza Shel Barzel, it's poshut Mechitza Shel Barzel kosher. Everybody agrees Mechitza Shel Barzel is poshut that they're kosher. That was the shock of the time between Abayi and Nova. Abayi said, look, it doesn't make sense to pass the Mechitza Shel Barzel. So obviously, when the Torah said, because it doesn't make sense that the Sukkah has to be Arai. Why does it not make sense? Because Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. And Nova says, yes, you're right, I agree, Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. Yes, you're right, Mechitza Shel Barzel doesn't make any sense to pass. But the Torah, I still think the Torah is telling me something. I think it's telling me a Shir Goyba. But Ben Labai, Ben Lerova, they both agree that the Torah is certainly not telling me that you have to have a Binyan Arai. The Torah is certainly not coming to invalidate Mechitza Shel Barzel. And what? Because Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai, but what does that mean? So I think this is what it means. What it means is that it doesn't make sense to say that the Torah is invalidating Mechitza of Kvar because you won't be able to do in the Mediris Arai. In a binyan kvar, you could have a diras arai too. What do they call it? When you have an overnight, you know, when you go to camping. What? You have an overnight. You can have an overnight even in a diras in a palace. You could do a diras arai anyway. That's what it means. Yesh b'chal kvar arai. Even in a binyan kvar, you could have a yeshiva arai. You could have a yeshiva kvar too, of course. But you could also have a yeshiva arai. I think that's the poshut pshat in this Rashi about Yesh B'chal Kvar Arai. He's saying, because Rashi's coming from the Gemara Daf Zayin, he understood the Gemara Daf Zayin, like I said before, that B'derech Klal, the halachas of Diras Arai and Diras Kvar are halachas in the Maisa Dira. Sukkah Diras Arai, if the Sukkah's Teshu Shiv is Yom, after all, it all goes to the Pasuk. The Pasuk of the Sukkah's Teshu Shiv is Yom is talking about the Maisa Dira. So and we have a Rachlekes Tanoim. What is the Sukkah's Teshu Shiv is Yom mean? What is the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah? Does it mean do a Diras Arai, or does it mean do a Diras Kvar? You should have a ma'aseh dira that's a diras kvar. In which case, the binyan also has to be kvar, otherwise it's impossible. But the other tanoim, the other way to read the pasuk is besukas teish yeshivas yom means do a ma'aseh yeshiva of arai. But it can't. So lechora, you might think, you might entertain. Well, if you have to do a ma'aseh dira of arai, then the suk has to be arai too. Says Rashi, no, that doesn't make any sense. Yesh b'chal kvar arai. So what is the Torah telling me? When the Torah says, do a ma'aseh dira of arai, what does that mean? Lagabi what? Lagabi the binyan? You can have a ma'aseh dira arai anywhere. So what's the practical nafkamina in the Torah telling me that you have to have a dira arai? Says, Abai, there's no nafkamina. So lav dafka nokat arai. And Rama says, you're right, there's no nafkamina per se, but it's being megala to me the shir beva. There's no nafkamina in the schach. There's no nafkamina in the binyan of sukkah, but it's a gilim gilim mils on the shir beva. That's number one. So now, taking that a step further, so that we can say like this. What was the problem in Rashi? The problem was, what do you do with the Gemara? So we have a Gemara in Yuma by that mezuzah. that according to the Chachamim, the sukkah is potum in a mezuzah because it's a diras arai. Okay, we just finished saying that it's not. You don't need diras arai. Yesh b'chak v'arai. I think the answer is as far as the ma'aser is concerned, there's still a machlokes. Is the ma'aser dira of sukkah the mitzvah of the sukkah teshuv? What is the Torah saying when it says Basukah Teshu Shiva Zomit? The word Teshu could have two senses. Teshu could mean Yeshiva Sarai, and Teshu could mean Yeshiva Askla. That's the Machlokes Tanoim. I think the Pshat Rashi is that even if we'll say that you could have a Yeshiva Sarai anywhere, and therefore Basukah Teshu Shiva Zomit, which means according to the Chacham over here, it means Yeshiva Sarai, that has no nafkamina in the practical building of the sukkah. Because even though the mitzvah is to live a yeshiva sarai, that doesn't affect the binyan sukkah. Because you could live a yeshiva sarai anywhere. You could live a yeshiva sarai in a binyan arai. But you could just as well live a yeshiva sarai in a binyan kva, yesh b'chol kva arai. So as far as the binyan sukkah is concerned, there is indeed no practical difference whether a teshu means arai or whether a teshu means kva. And to that extent, it's lavdafka not got the right. As far as the binyan sukkah is concerned, there's no enough commitment. Except Rava says, but it's still megala of shir gadol. That much here, it's megala. It isn't megala one thing in hilchos sukkah. It's megala shir gadol. But if it's megala shir gadol, in order for it to be megala shir gadol, we still need that the word teshu means yeshiva sarai. But if teshu doesn't even mean yeshiva sarai, Rav Shimon, the Tanoim of Zion, they don't think teshu even means diras sarai. So much nobody would say, according to the Tanoim hold, Sukkah Diras Kvabina. So they take the word Teshu to mean Diras Kvab. Could they possibly think that there's a Shir Goyva over here of Esher Mama? The term is Megala Shir Goyva? Where's the Gilui? If Teshu means Yeshiva Kvab, then there's no Gilui on the Shir Goyva. For there to be a Gilui on the Shir Goyva, the word Teshu must mean Yeshiva Sarai. It may not have any Nafkamin in the Binyan HaSukkah. You know, the walls of the sukkah, the mechitzas, because yesh b'chal kva arai, you could live a yeshiva sarai anywhere. But it still has to mean yeshiva sarai. The mitzvah still is yeshiva sarai. Except that it doesn't really make enough gemina that they had to build the sukkah, the structure of the sukkah, because you could have yeshiva sarai anywhere, so it's only enough gemina for the shir gaiva. But at the end of the day, it means yeshiva sarai. And therefore, there's still going to be enough gemina for chiyav mezuzah. Because chiyav mezuzah doesn't depend on the structure of the bias. Chiyav mezuzah depends on how I'm living in the bias. If I'm living in the bias, a yeshiva sarai, then it's not chayiv in mezuzah. I could have a beautiful solid house with metal mechitzah shel barzel. If I'm not living there and nobody's living there, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. What makes it chayiv in mezuzah is that I'm living there, yeshiva, and it has to be living there as yeshiva kvah. And since according to the Chacham, the words besukas teshu mean yeshiva sarai, so even though yeshiva chal kavarai, and it doesn't make any limitations in how to build the sukkah, but it still means yeshiva sarai, otherwise it wouldn't even be megala shiva. And if besukas teshu means that the content of the mitzvah is to do yeshiva sarai, the maisa mitzvah is yeshiva sarai, then mimela there will be an afkamina, not in the structure of the sukkah, but there'll be an afkamina like abechiyav mezuzah. And al derech zeh, I think it's in the sugyan hayoshin, like abechiyav mezuzah and oil kva. Oil arai and oil kva also don't depend on how strong the structure is. Oil arai and oil kva depend on how long I want to have it up for. Like how permanent when I build the sukkah, how permanent is it in my mind? So there also, the manda omer, if the sukkah's teshu means yeshiva sarai, it's a little bit more difficult. It's not as, by sukkah, this is much easier to say this way. Here it's a little bit, I feel a little bit more a little bit more resistance. Maybe we can still say that even if you could have a mechitza shel barzel, because yesh b'chal kva arai, you could do yeshiva sarai anyway. So you can make the sukkah out of mechitza shel barzel. Because even in mechitza shel barzel, I could do yeshiva sarai. But at the end of the day, when I build the sukkah, mechitza shel barzel and all, I'm only building it in order to do yeshiva sarai. So I only need this sukkah for an arai kind of living. So that's still called an oil arai. Look, Abba, you also oil kva, and vatu oil arai, or also arai, and vatu oil arai. It's called an oil arai. Because I only made this oil, where I am only using this oil for yeshiva sarai. I'm only using it for yeshiva sarai, so it's called an oil arai. Anyway, that's the donach tinan. I think that's the habonim yesh b'chal kva arai. Yeah.
How would the Yom Ramadan deal with Tosfos Kasha? they're saying there's nothing under eyes, then why would you see in Klala ever?
Somebody asked this.
I mean, they don't have to be there to see in Klala, but the problem is, did I see this kasha? I think this SM is the Miramis to this kasha. That, I mean, it's really not for right now, anyway. Pasha's not sure at all. So it's a Mishnah that's a Sim Klal of the Chag. They don't have to agree with the Mishnah, the Tanoim. The problem is that one of the Tanoim says it's a Sim Klal of the Chag is Rebbe Lozer. And the Rebbe Lozer and Dav Zayin is one of the Tanoim of Holtzuk of Dears Kvam. The Mishnah in the beginning of Tainus. Yeah. The Mishnah in the beginning of Tainus, Rebbe Lozer is one of the people who holds a Sim Klal of the Chag. And so that's her problem. So Sam is sort of his mother, that problem. I don't think he. Achayim asked this kasha. It means it's a side kasha. Okay, let's go on. Okay, I'll take one question. I'll tell you something. I wanted to also tell you something. Class participation is very good, but it's not a mamish all that it's cracked up to be. The Olam as a whole doesn't get anything out of the class participation. It's for my benefit that I get feedback where the Olam is holding, and once in a while somebody really slugs up what I'm saying. But if it gets out of hand, I mean, I went to Big Mechan, I learned by Rav Nochum, my son learned by Rav Osher, that was like the biggest pedagogues in the world, and they had mamish no class participation at all, except the scheme of the shiur. So it's fine, I want there should be a little bit, sometimes people have good horrors, and sometimes they put them in the notes even, and so on, but I don't want it to get out of hand, because it's really not part of the chinuch of the shiur. The chinuch of the shiur is, I give enough that you could, I say the shiur, it's recorded so you can listen to it again, I put the notes up online. So there's lots of opportunity to chap the shiur, and after all that, you don't chap the shiur, then maybe not ready, but to chap the shiur is not a problem. So what's the participation? If the participation is, then maybe there's aura, maybe equipment, but I don't want it to become the whole shiur, the give and take. The give and take is a pause in the shiur, and if it comes too much, then we're not going to cover any ground. So if you have a good question, so ask, but it shouldn't become an avoid in itself. That's all I want to... I mean, the way the big Rosh Hashivas used to do it, the old-time Rosh Hashivas, the way they kept the lid on it, or Malcolm had this also, is that if somebody has a kasha that he didn't think was a good kasha, so he gave it to him over the head. And, you know, Aaron Kotler, if somebody has a kasha and shiur that he felt wasn't a good kasha, so he would yell at him, you're Amba'oritz, and you're babbling like a drunken Turk, and so on. So I can just imagine what would happen if I tried to do that. it doesn't work in our context. But still, it shouldn't just try and not to let it get out of hand. So a little bit, yeah, but... Not too much. Okay, who wants to ask a question now?
How do you cross over from Dear Sarai to Dear Skeva? Just the living part.
I don't know. I mean, in the Maisa Dear, no, there's no Nakimina. Just the Etzim, what is it? Is it the Yeshiva Sarai or is it the Yeshiva Skat? Lagabi Chiv and Zuzo. Lagabi is it the oil arise, the oil kvat. It's not. I don't think there's any Nakimina in how you live there. There's an afkamina, and what is it in its essence? When the Torah says Teshu, does it mean Yeshiva Sarai? Does it mean Yeshiva and so on? Anyway, the takeaway, what I want to take out now from this discussion is that when Rashi says Yesh B'chalt Barai, Rashi's saying with this, Rashi's assuming that Dir Sarai and Dir Skvar are halachas in the Maisa Dir. Like the Gemara of Zion, they're not psulim in the Chefzah. No, a sukkah that only has three walls doesn't have a fourth wall, not that the walls are possible to chefza. Sukkah that's around, it's not that they're possible to chefza. It's a problem in the Maisa Dir. And Rashi's telling me that even though it says in Dav Zayin that the Manda Omer Dir is Kvabinon, that affects how you have to build the sukkah, but the opposite is not true. That's mamish the whole teichin of this Rashi, Yesh B'chal Kvarai. I think it's very glatt in Rashi. Rashi's saying, don't make a mistake. You might have a question. You're reading the Gemara, and the Gemara is in Mechitzah Shel Barzalel. Even if Dira Sarai, but in Mechitzah Shel Barzalel are okay. So Hashoyel Yishal. Why? Well, what's the difference in Dav Zayin? There we say that the Madom Adir is Kvab Inun. So flimsy Mechitzah, or open Mechitzah, or whatever it is, Araidic Mechitzah, are no good. So how come the opposite is not also true? That the Madom Adir is Sarai, but in Mechitzah Shel Barzalel are no good. So Rashi, no, it's not symmetrical. Because a Yeshiva's Kvab requires a Binyan Kvab. But a yeshiva sarai does not require a binyan arai. You could have a yeshiva sarai anyway. Even a binyan kva, you could still have a yeshiva sarai. That's what it means. Yesh b'chal kva arai. Even a binyan kva, you could still have a yeshiva sarai. So therefore, it's non-symmetrical. And the Dav Zayin, it says, l'mal d'abadir is kva b'inon, the binyan has to be kva. But an Agamar is saying, Abai is saying, Mechitzah Shel Barzal is saying, that l'mal d'abadir is sarai b'inon, you could still have Mechitzah Shel Barzal. So all the time, the Maisa Adir. So Bif Rabbi says this haka lavdafka. There's really no nafka mina in besukas teshu shivas yomim being yeshiva sarai. That we have to hit. There is a nafka mina for chiyuv mezuzah. There is a nafka mina for yoshin tachas emitah. But it means as far as binyan asukah is concerned, as far as silcha sukkah is concerned, there's no nafka mina in how you build the sukkah if it's a diras sarai or it's a diras kfar lavdafka. There's no kfarino. That's the Rashi. So the ma'aseh according to Rava. So what is lamal mechof? If you don't, what's wrong with lamal mechof? So it's kavuadik. So what if it's kavuadik? But I could do yeshiva sarai anyway. Says Rashi in Echrani, it's just a shir goyla. That's a shir ba'alma. And it's not a shir. And the pashas in Rashi is that is just a shir ba'alma. So now, we haven't learned Tosin inside, and Tosin inside is enough either, but I want to touch on this one thing. Tosin Mechadish, that if you nail down the schach, it's possible. Because then the schach is kavua. So one of the questions that I raised at the end of the year yesterday was, is Tosin's cholak on the svar of Yeshbachach Varai? So according to Rashi, what's wrong if you nail down the schach, so it's kavua, but Yeshbachach Varai? So I think that Tosis is not necessarily. I don't think Tosis is chaylik on the svar of Yesh B'chak V'arai per se. The svar of Yesh B'chak V'arai says that mitzad the ma'aseh diru, you could do a yeshiva sarai anyway. That's why mechitzah shel Basel are okay. Mechitzah shel Basel are okay because they don't shter, they don't interfere with the ma'aseh diru sarai. Yesh B'chak V'arai. Tosis agrees with that. Because if that wasn't true, then Mechitza Shul Basel would have to be possible. Maybe, at least it's possible. Tosis might agree with that. Mechitza Shul Basel would have to be possible. So it must be that Rashi's right. Yeshiva Sarai you could do anyway. Tosis in the Chadash, this Rashi doesn't have, but Tosis in the Chadash, that the Schach, if you nail down the Schach, since the Schach is then Kavua, so Schach that's Kavua is Pusul, the Chevzel. Tosis in the Chadash, there's a Psul in the Chevzel of the Schach, if the Schach is Kavua. That's nothing to do with the Maisa Yeshiva. The problem with nailing down the Schach is not that it makes my Maisa Dira Kavua. If nailing down the Schach made my Maisa Dira Kavua, then Mechitza Shel Basel will also make my Maisa Dira Kavua. Because as far as my Maisa Dira is concerned, the Schach is no more privileged than the Mechitzas. As far as how does it inform my Maisa Dira, how does it affect my Maisa Dira, there's no difference between the Schach and the Mechitzas. The Schach is more Iker HaSukkah, the Tvanas are less Iker HaSukkah. As far as my Maisa Dira is concerned, it's all the same. I think Gemara Dav Zayin, my Maisa Dira is certainly affected just as much by not having a wall as by not having a roof. So this Chiddush of Tosis, that is a special din in the Schach that it can't be nailed down, even though the Mechitzas could be as kavud as you want, that's not mitzad the Maisa Dira. That's a new halacha of Tosis in the Chadash that the Schach, if it's kavua, has a psul chavtzel. And that only applies to the Schach and not to the Tfanis, because the Schach is the main thing in the Sukkah. It's makabu psulei chavtzel. The Tfanis don't have generally psulei chavtzel. So that's like outside of what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says that as far as the Maisa Dira of the Sukkah is concerned, Dira's Yeshivas, Dira's Arai could be anywhere. And that's why it's not symmetrical with Dav Zayin. Or it doesn't mirror Dav Zayin. You can't turn Dav Zayin and turn it and flip it. It's only Lamadam Adir Skabino that you have to have Mechitzas of Kva. Lamadam Adir Sarai, you can have whatever kind of Mechitzas you want. Tosis agrees to that, otherwise Mechitzas of Basel would have to be a problem. But whereas Rashi says that therefore, since Mitzad the Maisa Dira there's no problem, so what is Lamadam Yechof? It's just a Shir Goyva, it's a Shir Be'alma. Tosis Mechadish, that in the, when it comes to the Schach, there's another concept. That the schach, if the schach is kavu, it becomes fossil b'chetza. That Rashi Taka doesn't have. Rashi doesn't mention at least. The schach is nailed down, becomes kavu, it becomes kavu b'chetza. It could be that according to Tosis, we'll have to grapple with when we learn Tosis inside in a minute. It could be that Tosis would hold that even schach l'mal v'esrim, the problem is that it's kavu b'chetza, because since it needs mechitzas of kah, so hard, so tall that it needs mechitzas of kah, maybe that makes the schach kavu b'chetza. And Sach, that's Kavua B'chevtzah. That's the other day how I said the Yeshiva should have Shach B'chevtzah. That is really, there's not two different halachas. The Sach can't be nailed down, and it has to be able to have Mechitzas that could have been, it has to be able to have Mechitzas that at least could have been Arai. Not two different halachas. It's two different ways that the Sach could be Kavua. the schach has inherent qualities that make it kavua, either because it's nailed down, or because its height, which is an inherent quality of the schach, is such that it requires mechitzas of pride. It makes the schach kavudit. And what's wrong with the schach being kavudit? Now it's a psul chetzo. It's nothing to do with the maisa dira. But if it was a problem with maisa dira, then the mechitzas would also impinge on it. It's a psul chetzo. So maybe Taisus holds that schach l'mal m'esrim is posul as a psul chetzo. Because l'mal m'esrim, it becomes kavua b'chetzo. And that, Rashi doesn't sound like. Rashi says it's a shir. Rashi sounds like it's a shir baum. So maybe there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. We'll see. We'll learn Tosfos inside, and we'll decide whether that's the right or not. Okay, let's take a look at Tosfos inside. Start from the beginning. We don't have so much time left. Make a haskala. He only describes Shabbat Gavim. It's not Tosfos. He's going in Rava. Dafel gab v'yesh l'farsh kro v'dira she'ena ru'yel shivu l'mutikva. Even though the Chayra, you could have said that maybe the Pasuk means taka that you need a Dira She'ena Ruya El L'Shiva L'Nu Tikva. Meaning, you could have said Shach in the Pasuk that it's coming to preclude Mechitza Shel Barzal. You need a Sukkah that's really Eina Ruya El L'Shiva. An Aridika Sukkah. A Sukkah that's not fit. But Rabbi held, no, that's not shot in the pasuk. Mashmali kra the osu l'shiura lo yuri lach midas gaiva keloimer basuka she'ef shalasus arai. So this is a strange few lines in Tosfos. Tosfos, Rabbi could have said shot in the pasuk that it's coming to be memayit mechitzah shel barzal. But it was mashma terova that that's not pshat in the pasuk. So it doesn't sit well with me, these words. But this is Taisha's business, to tell me what Rava could have said, but he didn't think that's the pshat. Taisha say, where did Taisha get this could have? Maybe you couldn't. Maybe the pasuk can't be talking about it. Just a funny lesson. He could have said pshat in the pasuk is coming to be. Even though Rava could have said the pasuk is coming from Ayat Mechitza Shel Barzal, but he didn't. Taisus should have maybe said, since the ikir of the sukkah, the schach, like this is at the end of the dibur. So Mele Rava learned up the pasuk to him, but the schach is not talking about the mechitzas, maybe something al derech zeh. Or he could have said, well, maybe something like al derech rashi, yesh b'chal kfar rai, so the mechitzas don't have any halachas. And then Taisus starts off kilu giving, conceding that really there'll be nothing wrong with learning the pasuk is talking about the mechitzas and telling me you can't use mechitzas shel barzel. But he didn't. It was mashmal, he decided not to. Like, Rava's judgment was that that's not the pshat in the pasuk. It's a little bit, it's harigosh, a little bit strange in Tosfos. Why is he busy with Rava could have thought otherwise, but he didn't. I think there's a pshat in Tosfos. Shan Tosfos is how did Tosfos learn Abaye? Goes back to that. How did Tosfos learn Abaye? Abaye said, "Elam yata also mechitzas barzel l'chanami b'lehavi sukkah." So Rashi learns trapping Abaye. We saw Abaye holds mechitzas barzel avad the kosher. Nobody could possibly pass the mechitzas shel barzel. Avada the kosher, yesh b'chal kvar ra. The same way mechitzas shel barzel kosher, because it's inconceivable. Even if you need a deer, it's right. But yesh b'chal kvar ra. So there's nothing wrong with mechitzas shel barzel. So therefore, the pasuk must be lavda. We're just talking about Rashi. Those Rashi learns pshat in Abaye that Abaye agrees the mechitzas shel barzel kosher. Everybody agrees the mechitzas shel. Al derech the Ramban. Everybody agrees mechitzas shel barzel kosher. Ben Abaye, Ben Rava, they all agree mechitzas shel barzel kosher. Rashi explains, yesh b'chakvah harai. And Abai is just using that as a springboard. The same way everybody agrees mechitzah shel barzel kosher, everybody should agree mechitzah l'mal mechof kosher. And Rava says, yes, you're right, as far as the maisu. But this is a shir goy. We saw this other mahalchman, I said that the mahalchman and Abai, the three mahalchman and Abai, they're very important. We're going to need them all the time. There's other ways to learn Abai. How did Tyson Dav Zion learn Avayim? So I said the other day that Tyson learns Avayim, that Avayim holds a mechitza shel barzel or taka, that leman do oma diri sarai beinon, mechitza shel barzel or posel. Abai's argument is that Abai heard Rava saying that a sukkah that's lemal me'asim is possible. Abai understood that it's because the tfana is, that it's talking about the rogel dika case where the tfana is a kavua, and that's why it's possible. So Abai asked, if the Mishnah is talking about the Rogel Dika case with the Tfanis or Kavua, then why did it talk about Tfanis Lamal and the Esrim? It could have talked about Tfanis Lamat and the Esrim, that are Mechitza Shel Barzel. So it must be that the Mishnah is not necessarily talking about the Rogel Dika case with the Tfanis or Kavua. It's talking about Tfanis that are not Kavua, even Lamal and the Esrim, they're not Kavua. That's why it's not addressing the Tfanis that are Kavua. And we don't know what the Tana holds about, what the Tana Kama holds about the Dira Sarai or Dira Skra. Rather, it's a different kind of psulamat. The schach lamal mesum is possible because let's say leishol tovein. That was a place in Davzan. Hakaponim, what we worked out the other day, and this you have to know, mamish, in your blood. You have to know it in your blood. The Taisa Shita is that Abaye holds that the mando mazir is a raiba inon, mechitsu shal barzel akaka no good. Not like Rashi. So now Tosis is saying, Rova could have learned the pasuk like Abai. Now this Havimotzi Lemeimar, this is not coming out of nowhere. This is Abai really learns the pasuk. Leman da Oma Dir Sarai Beinon. Abai learns that Mechitza Shel Barzel are pasuk. Tosis Rabbi Yochai, that's Tosis Nav Zayin. That was the sheet of the Raiva, the sheet of the Ritva. We have a school of Rishonim who learn up Pshat and Abai. But Abai in fact holds that Leman da Oma Dir Sarai Beinon. Mechitza Shel Barzel are pasuk. And apparently that's how reads the pasuk b'sukkos teishu. If in fact you need to have a yeshiva sarai, you cannot use mechitza shel barzel. Says teishus therefore. Afal gav the yesh lefarshka v'tira she'en riyo l'shiva l'mutekva. You could learn shav in the pasuk like Abai. But maybe the Torah is talking telling me that you have to have mechitzas that are not that tira sarai b'inon and mechitza shel barzel are no good. But mashmalei krah, but Rava holds that that's not pshat in the pasuk, not like Abai. Mashmalei krah, the osu l'shira l'ruach l'midas goyva, that the Torah is not coming to preclude mechitza shel barzel, it's only come to tell me a shira goyva. And that's the pshat in Tosfos. So this havimotzi l'meimar, it's not something that Tosfos made up. Because if it was just a fantasy of Tosfos, you know. Nobody really learns this way, but you know, why didn't they learn this way? No, I like this pshat. And Kilo, without what I'm saying now, without the Tosfos Shitosim, it's a very strange Tosfos. Tosfos starts off, I would have learned pshat in the pasuk that maybe it's coming to preclude mechitza shel barzel. But the Gemara doesn't think that. That's a funny thing for Tosfos to say. He's busy with what I would have thought. But no, it's not what I would have thought. It's what Abai really thinks. Abai thinks pshat in the pasuk is to be like mechitza shel barzel. Again, l'man d'omer, dir sarai b'inon. But Abai really thinks that if the superstation means dir sarai, then the pasuk is coming to be like mechitza shel barzel. But Rava doesn't agree. Rava says, no, it doesn't follow. Even if Dira Sarai Beinon, Mechitza Shel Barzel is still kosher, because the Torah is not coming to mind Mechitza Shel Barzel. The Torah is coming to require a sheer bed. But allow me to point out an interesting thing. So, according to Tosfos, Abai really thinks that if you hold Dira Sarai Beinon, you're not allowed to have Mechitza Shel Barzel. But what happened to Rashi Sora? Eish B'chal Kvarai. The way I was Masvir. That a yeshiva sarai you could do anywhere. So what's wrong with mechitza shel barzel? It's mechitza shel barzel. I could have a yeshiva sarai in a palace. So what's that going to do with that svara? It's fine for Rashi. Rashi holds that mechitza shel barzel, kosher l'kul yami. Even Abai holds mechitza shel barzel, kosher. Even the madom of yisrael, because it doesn't make any sense. Yesh b'chak v'arai, as we explained. But Tosfos holds, it's not like Tosfos, the Raiva, the Ritva. There's a whole school of Rishonim, Tosfos among them, who learn pshat in Abaye, that Abaye really thinks that the mando madir sarai beinon mechitza shel barzel are no good. Why are they no good? Because he can't do a yeshiva sarai. Why? I could do a yeshiva sarai anywhere. Why do mechitza shel barzel preclude a yeshiva sarai? I can't have a yeshiva sarai in the palace. But if you look carefully at the lesson of Tosfos, you'll see that Tosfos avoids this problem. Because when Tosfos is explaining this svara, which is Abaye svara, the having much lemeima is Abaye. Tosfos says, "Afagav the ancient levarish kov b'dir shein ariyah l'shiva l'mutik va." It doesn't say chitish levarish are no good because they're not roi for dir sarai. Now that's not what Taisa says. Taisa says that Mechitsh Shabbazel are no good according to Abaye, according to this having much lemeima. Not because they're not roy for a dear sarai, but because there's a mokum, because the pasuk might be saying, according to Abaye, the pasuk is saying, Mandam dear sarai, you know. The pasuk is saying that the Mechitsois have to be only roy for dear sarai. They have to be exclusively roy for dear sarai. And mechitzas that are roi for dearest kva also, you know, I don't do this for dearest kva, but mechitzas that are also roi for dearest kva are possible. It's a re'ari musar. Taisus is learning, again, Taisus is on the Zion, and it's alluded to in this Taisus. He's learning at Abaye that the pasuk of a sukkah Taisus Shibazyom is telling me, the man doma dearest sarai, even if it means dearest sarai, that mechitzas shul barzal and okur. That's how Tosfos learns Abaye and Zayin, as we saw, and Tosfos is alluding to it now in Rava when he says that Rava could have learned that way also, but Rava didn't think that that's right. But the other leading brand, Abaye, that's really how he learned the pasuk. But the nusach of Tosfos, but in Svar Lachar, it's a little hard to understand. Harashi's right. I could do it. You can't, what's wrong with Mechitza Shul Barzal? I want to do Yeshiva Sarai. I can't do Yeshiva Sarai in Mechitza Shul Barzal. So Tosfos explains that the Svar of Pasal Mechitza Shul Barzal is that maybe when the Torah says Besukos Teishu Shivas Yomim, since it means Dira Sarai, maybe the Torah is telling me that the Mechitzos, it's not enough that the Mechitzos be Roy with Dira Sarai. All Mechitzos are Roy with Dira Sarai. Yesh B'chad Farai, you could do Dira Sarai anyway. The Mechitzos, the Sukkah has to be Roy for Dira Sarai exclusively. And a Sukkah that's Roy not only for Dira Sarai, but it's also Roy for Dira Sarai, that's possible among them with Dira Sarai. That's the loss of the place. That's why he has this circumlocutious loss. The bedira she'ein la ru'uya elo l'shiva. He doesn't say yesh lefarish kov bedira haru'uya l'dira sarai. Has to be ein la ru'uya elo l'shiva. It's roy only for a dira shiva, only for a dira sarai. And that's the svar of Abaye. That's an interesting svar. Comes out that Abaye's shita is Rava doesn't like it. Have a mashma. Rava doesn't agree. But it's out there as a possibility. That maybe the man doma yeshiva dira sarai beinon, you have to have mechitzas sarai, not because you can't do a dira sarai with mechitzas of kvar, like Rashi says yesh b'chal kvar arai. That's true, but because the Torah is telling me that the yeshiva sukkah that since we want a yeshiva sarai, you have to have mechitzas that are only roi for arai and not mechitzas that are double duty, that they can work for arai or for kvar. I want the svar for that. If it be a psul, maybe it's a psul chepsul. Psul chepsul. Torah said psul. Then you know, if mechitzas that are also roy for dearest kva, they're psul the chepsul. But we're reluctant to impute psul chepsul to mechitzas. If we have to, but it's not our first choice. So is there another way to understand it? You know, what svar does it mean? I could do yeshiva sarai anywhere. It's not as if it's going to stare my yeshiva sarai to have mechitzas of kva. So what sense does it make, Abaye Svara, the Harimotz Lemeimer, what sense does it make to say, well, if Sukkos has to be a dearest, if the Yeshiva Sukkah has to be a Rai, so you have to have Mechitzas that are only Roy for a Rai. Why do they have to only be Roy for a Rai? Where does that come from? The Maisa, the Mechitzas that are Kavudik, they're Roy for both. They do double duty. Mechitzas of Barzil, you can live in them any way you want, so I want to live here a Rai. Like, where's the problem? I would suggest, again, maybe it's a psul chepsa, but I would suggest, but we don't want psul chepsa in the mechitzas. I think it sounds like this: that Abaye holds, this Havi Motzla Memer holds, that if besukas teshu means yeshivas derai, So we have to force your yeshiva to be a yeshiva sarak. Like somebody before was raised the question. What makes my yeshiva yeshiva sarak? Like what is it about my yeshiva that the Torah says it has to be yeshiva sarak? Well, what makes it yeshiva sarak? I'm sitting here, I don't know, like, what am I doing that makes it yeshiva sarak? What am I not doing a sable? Like, what makes my yeshiva a yeshiva sarak? So Abai Hel, the Mando Madir Sarabinon, you have to have mechitzus that will force your yeshiva to be yeshiva sarak. Mechitzus shel barzel won't force my yeshiva to be yeshiva sarak. Because they're good for yeshivas tefratut, so what'll make, there's nothing that'll make my yeshiva into yeshiva sarak. I have to have mechitzus that are einu mu'uyim el l'shiva. That are only roi for yeshiva sarai. They're not roi for yeshiva sarai. If I live in the chitzis that I'm not roi for yeshiva sarai, that will force my yeshiva to have the quality of the yeshiva sarai. So ben hashitim over here, between the lines and taisis, we have here hasbara of taisis hashita. This is the this takan alternative to Rashi. Rashi learns yesh l'chal v'arai, that if you hold dira sarai v'ino and mechitzis shel barzel are kosher also. And nobody ever argued on that, and Abai agrees to that, and as Rashi explained it on the base, Abai agrees. Chitzmah, of course, the kosher. And if Torah said, Dios arrived, and the Torah said, Teshu, and Teshu means Arai, Labdafka no katko. Because really, there's no, even if you need a yeshiva Arai, so there's no problem with Mechitzah Shabbatah, because Yeshbachag Arai, yeshiva Arai, you could do anyway. But Taisus, like the Rashba, like the Raiva, like the Ritva, Taisus learns in Abai that Mechitzah Shabbatah really are possible among them, Dios arrived. That's why he gives it here as the alternative. Taisus should toss in the Zayin. He gives me, there is an alternative to Rabbah. There's an alternative that holds that you that if Lamanda Madir Sarai, but you know Mechitzah Shel Barzel really apostle. Well, why are they really apostle? You could do Yeshiva Sarai anyway. Taisus explains there's a svar to say, and that's Abai svar. There's a svar to say that Lamanda Madir Sarai, but you know I need Mechitzahs that will impose on my Yeshiva that it's Yeshiva Sarai. Mechitzah Shel Barzel won't be able to do it. But that's what Abai holds. So, and Rava held that it's not that that's not the pshat. Shmuel and Rava that that's not the pshat. Why was Shmuel and Rava that that's not the pshat? Taisus doesn't tell me. I don't know. Could be that it was Shmuel and Rava that far we don't go. Meila l'man d'amadir is kvabinon. You can't use mechitzas of arai. That I understand because mechitzas of arai will make yeshivas far impossible. But to say the other way around, the Lamanda Madir is arriving, and I need the mechitzas have to be such that will force my yeshiva to be arai. Mechitzas that's shot and posuk. Abai Hel, Rabbi Hel, rather, as long as I could do a yeshiva sarai over here, then there's no problem with mechitzas shel barzel. It's not mashmatim that the posuk should be telling me that you need mechitzas that will force me yeshiva sarai. What's wrong? As long as I could do a yeshiva sarai, and any mechitzas I was could do a yeshiva sarai. Maybe that's the why Rabbi didn't go along with the Bible. Right? That I'm just conjecturing. Okay, so we're not going to. The rest of the time we'll have to leave till next time. But we have, I think, a lot of comes out now between Rashi and Taisus. We have a whole discourse over here. In Rashi, and it all ties back to Abai. And how do you learn Abai? He's going to Rashi's point of departure. The Ramban that nobody would ever say Mechitzah Shel Barzel Kosher. It's an axiom that Mechitzah Shel Barzel Kosher. And Abai's argument is the same way Mechitzah Shel Barzel are kosher with Kuliyama, Lavahu with kosher with kosher with Kuliyama. Master Rashi and Nomad Beis, we saw Rashi Beferish and Nomad Beis there. But Abai's argument is even if there is a Rabbein, and if it must be Lavdafka, no Kutka, because what are you going to do with Mechitzah Shel Barzel? And what's the Havonas? Rashi tells me the Havonas, Yeshba Chakvara. As we explained, you could always do a Yeshiva Sarai. Yeshiva Sarai is possible anyway. It's not like Dav Zayin. Dav Zayin's all the way around. Laman Doma, Dira Sakvabinon, you can't have a opinion Arai. But Lamando Madiris Arai Bin and the Maisa Dira has to be Arai, Diras Arai, you can have anywhere. That's what it means, Yesh Bechak V'Arai. That's Shitas Rashi. It flows from Rashi's Havon of Abai. Taisus, we saw in Dav Zayin, is like the other school of Rishonim. He had a different Havon in Abai. That Abai holds, no, that Abai, that Lamando Madiris Arai Bin and Abai holds Mechitzah Shel Barzel Atak Apostle. Abai is just trying to prove that that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Because how come the Mishnah didn't talk about Mechitzah Shel Barzel? You know, if the Mishnah's problem was that the Mechitzah are Kavua, it should have talked about Mechitzah Shel Barzel being possible. The Mishnah didn't do that. Maybe the Mishnah holds Dios Kvabi, you know, like the Raivet and the Ritva, or Taisus holds that the Mishnah's not talking about the regulistic case with the Tfanas are Kavua, it's talking about a non-regulistic case with the Tfanas are Kavua, maybe it's Taka possible. Whatever, that's the other, we don't have to crawl back into all that. But Akapanu, Taisus is coming from the school of Rishonim, that the Mando Madiris are Raivetinon, Abayahel, the Mando Madiris are Raivetinon, Mechitzah Shel Barzel are Taka possible. And we don't say, well, yesh b'chal kfar arai. Now, what's talking about havana? It's true, you could do yeshiva sarai anyway. Tosfos explains. No, but l'madam adir sarai b'inon, it's not enough that you have mechitzas that could allow adir sarai. I need to have mechitzas, at least Abaye held, I need to have mechitzas that force my dira to be a dira sarai. Because otherwise, what makes my dira into a dira sarai? Must be the mechitzas make it into a dira sarai. Probably not only mechitzas shabbaz, but probably any mechitza that's roy for more than shiva. It's the loss of the taisus. Mechitzas shabbaz is like a haflogah. But the taisus of hair, that the havamotzel neimer, which clears Abaye, he's saying that I need mechitzas that force my dira to be arai, that don't allow any other dira but a dira sarai. That's a shita. The Torah says that's a real shita. That's shita sabai. The lamal nama dira sarai binon mechitzas kruas apostle because I need mechitzas that force on me a dira sarai. And Rava having much lamema. Rava could have said that shot in pasuk too. Rava levaisa holds dira sarai binon in the Tanakh. So he could have learned that way in the pasuk also. And for some reason it's shmilei l'Rava. Rava held that that's not the mashmilei l'Rava. That's not the pshat in the pasuk. I'll tell you that at the end of the day, the Lashon HaTosfos bothers me a little bit. This mashmalei l'Rava is a little bit strange. Mashmalei l'Rava, having much of the name, it's a little bit funny. Maybe Rava held this is not a saw. There's something that in the Lashon, I'm setting something up for later on. There's something that still bothers me in the Lashon HaTosfos. And he says, Rava could have said like Abaye, but he didn't, but it was mashmalei not. The Lashon is still a little bit strange. Maybe Rava held it. Abaye's saw makes no sense to me. What kind of lashon is? Rava could have said like Abaye, but he decided. But he thought not. It's still an anomalous lashon in Tosfos. Okay, for the time being, you know that's not really it's not a major problem anyway, and doesn't take us anywhere. But I'll complain that I think is clear. The having muscle name of Tosfos l'shitosam that there really is such a shita, and that's the havon and that's the havon and the shita.